Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in the Holy Sefer, Sfas Emes. And this shiur should be a special schus lili nishmas, Sabi Moiri, Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Rav Yosef, whose yurtzeit is Yud Dalet Be'av. His neshama should have an aliyah. Should also be a schus for Yedid Navshi, Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Shenedina, Baruch HaVatzlach B'choman Zayodov, Gil Amir ben Penina, Baruch HaVatzlach B'choman Zayodov, and Rabbi David Shukra Allah ben Rachel. He should have tremendous Hatzlach in all he does. And Rabbi Daniel Yaakov ben Sarliba, Heim B'chomish B'chosehem, Baruch HaVatzlach B'choman Zayodehem. We are now in the second shtickel Sfas Emes, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. We already had a shiur on the first piece. It says, "Bemedrash ve'ahavta es Hashem." You should love Hashem. We all know that pasuk. We say it three times every day. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hey, Mili Bashamayim V'Imcha Lo Chafatzti Baretz. Who have I in heaven, and besides you, I wish for nothing on earth. The Medrash says, he's quoting a Medrash, and Shema Yisrael Shem Lekin O Hashem Echad. The Medrash quotes the Pasuk we just quoted, Mili Bashamayim V'Imcha Lo Chafatzti Baretz, that there's seven heavens. God opened all of them up to the Jewish people, the Medrash says, to teach us that there's only one God. And then the Jewish people said in front of Hashem, just like in Shemayim there's only you, so too we only desire you on the earth. Just like we didn't combine any other gods in Shemayim, so too on earth there are no other gods. Rather, every day we go into shuls and we say that you're the only God. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Medrash. Perish Shelo Lios Nimtza Shum Ratzon Acher Rak L'Hashem Yisbarach. That we should have no other Ratzon other than Hashem. That's what it says in Likutei Torah of the Rav Balatanya and Baal Oscha Chav Tez Beis Ve'avtaz Miloshon Ovaz Ratzon. That the Pasuk says that our Ava should be Hashem for Hashem. We have no other Ratzon besides Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, we just quoted, Mili Bashamayim Mimcha Lo Chafatzti Baretz, Kola She'iru, Kola She'iri Levavi, Tzur Levavi, V'chelki Elohim Le'olam, my flesh and my heart yearn, rock of my heart, and my portion of God forever. And what's the derech of this Ava? So first you have Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekinu, Hashem Echad, that you think that He's one in the heavens and the earth, that's all that exists. And he's the only existence, so you love existence, you love him. Ayin Sham in the Likutei Torah. Also in Parashas Pinchas, of Pe'amad Aleph, quotes the pasuk we just quoted in Tehillim, and he says, Perish k'shani imcha, sheshem elokeinu azay lo chafatz dibaretz ba'aretzius. When I'm with you, then lo chafatz dibaretz, I don't want any artsius. I don't want any earthliness. I have no tshuk at all for anything in this earth. And that's what it means. Shema Yisrael, he says, Shema Yisrael Shana Havana, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When a person realizes that Hashem's Elokeinu, that all of his chiyus is from Hashem, then he's Echad. In other words, Ein Od Milvado. All the kochas are bustled to the makar. If you look in the B'nai Bina edition of the Sfas Emes, he brings more from the Likutei Torah. But we'll suffice with that. So Perishal Anios Nimsa Shum Ratzon Acher Rak L'Hashem Yisbarach, says this Sfas Emes. There should be no other Ratzon other than Hashem. V'imcha Lo Chafatzti, I wish for nothing on earth, just you. Rak L'Hashem Yisbarach. That's what it means. V'avtaz Hashem Elokecha V'chol Lavavcha V'chol Nafshecha. So the Medrash says, V'chol Nefesh V'nefesh Shebara Lecha. Every nefesh he gave you. What does that mean? It says in the pasuk, "Yeshis nafshechem," Avraham Avinu, and the B'nei Ches. Nefesh is ratzon. every nefesh he gave you, every ratzon he gave you. We have to love Hashem. In the Likutim for Chodesh Elul, and Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, it says, V'amavukash li'os kol ha'kochos v'argoshos rak l'shamayim. All our kochos, all our goshos, all our energies, all our feelings should be for Shamayim. V'yavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol nefesh v'nefesh b'cha. All of our ritzonos, all of our goshos should all be for Hashem. V'perish b'chol avavcha, what's pshat? Eino kamo im kol avavcha, with all your heart, k'mo shemafarshim ha'olam, like people explain. Rak mamish b'chol hargoshos she'ba'odom yeida, shurak chiyuso me'Hashem yitzbarach. You know with every hargoshi you have that it's all from Hashem. That all of your chiyus is from Hashem. In other words, b'chol levavcha, that with all of your hargoshos, chol nafshecha, all of your ritzonos, you love Hashem. B'chol levavcha, all of your hargoshos, you love Hashem. And you realize that it's all from the chiyus of Hashem. Everything we have, every hargosh we have, everything we have is all from God's vitality. She'en adam nokef etzbo, like the Gemara says in Chulin and Afid Beis, that a person doesn't bang his finger down here unless it's achrozim elamala, unless they announce from above, mishle chof chof dalet, may Hashem mitzadei kever konanu, vodem ha'ivin darko, it's all planned out by God. Ukegarzen biyad achoytsev, we're just like an axe in the hands of the person who uses axes. V'zeh Hashem Echad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like silly putty in his hands. V'zeh Hashem Echad, that's what it means, God is one. Perish levad shu elokiyach elokai echad rak shu echad ve'eno. It's not that it's one God, it's pashut, not two gods, not three gods, one God. But also that there's the only existence called Dover who chiyusa yizbarach mamish. Everything is Hashem's chiyus. Like the Sfasemis writes in Tafresh Memches, Loksi velok kai echad, rak havoya echad, Shua mehave, in other words, it says Hashem yudke vovke. Pshat is that he's mehave kol hove. He creates everything. Everything is Hashem's chiyus. Rak shenistar, just that it's hidden. Like it says in Tanya, in the Shaar Yichud v'Emuna, Paragimel, Kshakol Nivra, V'Yeshu be'emes nechshav l'ayin ve'efes mamish, v'gabe koyach ha'po v'ruch piv sh'b'nifol, ha'mehave y'seitomid u'metziu mi'ayin mamish li'yesh. Everything created is nothing compared to the koyach ha'po. Compared to God, we're nothing. He's the only true reality. We just don't see it. If Nitna Rishus Lion Liros, Lohaya Gashmias and Ivra Chomish and Ivra Klaal Leinir, we wouldn't even see the Ruach Gashmias. If we could see the Emes of the Ruchnias, says the Baal HaTanya, we wouldn't even see the Gashmias. Because that's the only thing that's real, the Ruchnias, the Gashmias. It looks real, it feels real. But the reality, the only thing that lasts forever, is the Ruchnius. So ain't old Milvado. And Shlor writes in Asar Ma'amaris, Ma'amar Alephos, hey, Hashem Yisbarach is Mechadish, B'tuvu Choyom Tov Ma'ase Bereshis, Kavanim Uchufenis Shofei Ashifo, he bestows his bounty with special intention. And if he would stop for 1 second, everything would be bottled in Mitzias. Not that there's no other God, that's Pashut. It means there's no other true Mitzias. The moment God hides himself, the world ceases to exist. V'chein Ritzoni Yisbarach, im kein Tzarech Liyo, says his Fasemis, Nimtza Avosi Yisbarach, B'chol Hergesh Sheba'odem. Since God is the only true reality, so with every hergesh we have to feel this, that he's existence. You have to love existence. Like the worst thing for a person is not to exist. But to connect to true existence, to eternal existence, that brings to a tremendous ahavo. And all the pleasures that we experience in this world is ka'ainu ke'efes, keneged, it's like zero in proportion to the true hana and the true tainuk of being misaneg al Hashem, of closeness to the Rabbono Shel Olam. So if every hergish of yours you try to connect to this true metzias, to this true goodness, it's b'chol levavcha, all of your hearts, all of your feelings, all of your passions are for God, knowing that He's the only chiyus. Continues v'asemes b'medrash u'migoy gadol adam kari kriya shema v'semech gul v'tfila. Medrash says, who is this great nation that God is close to them? Like God who's I'll read it in Hebrew first. Ki migoy gadol shalo kim korvim elav kashem alakena b'chol koreinu elav. Who is nation that God is close to them, like God is close to us when we call out to Him. And the Medrash says, halacha, when a person reads Shema, is he allowed to wait? And the Gemara says, no. And the Medrash says, no. Take of the Gula Tefillah, finish his Shema, says the Gula, and then Tefillah. And somebody who does this, he says Shema, and then he davens, his Tefillah is going to be answered. So one Medrash, Sfasemis goes further, Avodah Zarah, Krov Rochok, Hashem Rochok V'Karov. Medrash says that in the Pasuk that Hashem is close to us, that Avodah Zarah is close and far. It's close because the guy has his Getchka in his house, he has his little Avodah Zarah in his house. But he's far because he can cry out to his Avodah Zarah. Af Yitzhak Eila V'lo Yaneh, cries out, he doesn't answer. Yeshayim Mem Vav Zayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is fakert, he's rachuk and he's karov, he's far. He's not a little getchka in your house. But he's up there in Shemayim. Yehuda Bar Siman says it's a 500-year walk from here to the Rakia. It's rachuk, but he's karov. Because when you daven, Hashem listens. Tehillim Samech Hei Gimel. Shomea Tefillah Adecha Kol Basar Yavo. God listens to our tefillahs. It's close when we daven. Perish b'chol koreinu elav, whenever we call out to Him. Shadim yochel l'kari v'l'galos ahester lios nigle elav kvod Hashem shu melei kol aretz. That when we call out to Him, we can be megala the hester. That's what Sfasemis talks about again and again and again and again. This notion of hester. But God's in this world, that's what the word Ola means. Ola means Helen. God is hiding Himself, but if we call out to Him, we can find Him. We can see Malokal Aretz Kavodo. Zayin Tfilach HaKriyashma, Shekufi Yichud Kriyashma, Shelis Barat Slom Maid, Kashem Echod. Vumachaya Kol, Kamoikan Yuchol Lizdabik Bitfilosa Tchsif Elov, Shatfilain Sof Yizbarach, Ukfi Yizgalos Kachnes Gabla Tfilah. That kefi the yichud of kriyashma, if we realize that God is the only existence, He's mechay everything, then we can be dovik to Hashem in our tefillahs. So it says, Elov. It's to God Himself, to the Ein Sof. And the more of a gilui, the more our tefillahs miskabel. So first we realize that God is the only existence. And then we dive into Him, to this true existence. And then He's megal Himself to us. It's in the Medrash that you say Shema, daven. First you realize God is the only true existence, then your davening is a davening. And that's pshat when we're samech gula tefila. Kiperish gula, what does it mean? We say Gal Yisrael, we daven. We always talk about samech gula tefila. What's the ganze mice here? What's the grace of zach? It's so great. Perish geula, mashi yodim shagam b'soch kol hester v'galus mechitzoni yish gam kei nekuda genuzim meni yizbarach. Geula means that we know that in all of this hiddenness, there's this hidden spark of God in all of this galus. Galus in milashon ligalot. After megala God in the galus, in the exile. And then you put in the Aleph, within the between the Gimel and Lamed, and Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Galus to see this Nekuda Genuza. this stored away spark, and that's what the Gula is, realizing that God's there. We realize God's there, then He reveals Himself. We remember Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim that God revealed us. Realize that all this Hester is also Chiyas Hashem. It's all Chiyas Hashem. It's all Hashem's vitality. So we can also be Vakish the Gilui now. That's the point of our tefillah. Now, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is God, you revealed yourself, you redeemed us. So we know that even in this gullus, this bitter gullus, you're there. So reveal yourself, and therefore we can ask for A and B and Chan, Das and Tshuva and Slicha and Gula and Fua and all the bakashas we ask in Shemini Esrei. So, Parnasa, that's all our way of saying, listen, God, you revealed yourself then, reveal yourself again now. He was then Echlal HaKol, that's what it's all about. God, Gilui Av Hashem, you have a Gilui Av Hashem, you have everything. What's Pshat about at Shabbos? Torah says, when it tells us they have to keep Shabbos, remember you're an Eved in Mitzrayim. What's the Kesher? V'zacharta ki Eved ha'ita be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yotziyacha Hashem Elokecha misham b'yad chazak v'zoron atuya v'kein tzivcha Hashem Elokecha l'asiyom ha'Shabbos. Remember you're an Eved in Mitzrayim, therefore keep Shabbos. It's a non sequitur, it doesn't follow. What's the connection? You're an Eved in Mitzrayim to keep Shabbos. My height. U'mayin zeh l'Shabbos. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Ein Shem and the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra. Also in Kiddush we mention Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. What does this mean? Raki Agiula Inyan Shabbos. You know what Gula is? Gula is Shabbos. Gula is Shabbos. Shebnei Yisrael me'idim she'akol mi'chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. Because we're testifying that everything is from the chiyus of Hashem, Sherab Hashem Seyamin, that He created in 6 days, kana, like we said, that everything is chiyus Hashem. So that's pshat. Remember, you were an Eved in Mitzrayim, they have to keep Shabbos. You were an Eved in Mitzrayim, God redeemed you from Mitzrayim. That's the Gula. You realize it's all Chiyas Hashem. If everything is Chiyas Hashem, of course you're going to keep Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is realizing it's all Chiyas Hashem Yisbarach. That He created in the 6 days. And you rest on Shabbos, showing that what we do in the 6 days, all of our efforts are really nothing. Look, we're not working and things still going. So it's all your Chiyas. And even what we're doing during the 6 days is your Chiyas. All of creation is yours. You're remembering the creation of the world because all the chiyus is from Hashem. And that's exactly what Gulas Mitzrayim was, showing that the chiyus is from Hashem. And therefore, in Kiddush Hayom, we mention Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim. Remembering you're an Eved Mitzrayim and God took us out, we talk about Shabbos. We're connected. God took us out because He's the chiyus of creation. And that's what we commemorate on Shabbos. And this is very gewaldic. And we have, oh my gosh, so much more to do. Leafing through the pages here, unbelievable. So we should be zocha to learn a lot more. Svasemis and other svarim kedoshim, Torah kedoshim. Vilmodu lamed lishma v'lasa l'kaim is kolivay samu terasa v'yahavo. And always to remember that sovdavra kol nishma selukim yirav es mitzvos v'shmor ki zeh kol adam. Ultimately, that's what man is a person who is keeping the mitzvahs and having yiras shemayim. That's the tachas of our limud. Bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Hashem. We'll hopefully continue. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim and the financial means. To me, to you, to all of us, amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.